Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Once upon a time, B. Mitch, in another lifetime, it seems, when I was doing shows with Chris Cooley. Oh, by the way, Zabe sitting in for J.P. Finley. Brian Mitchell is coming into the studio right now. Once upon a time, when I was doing shows with Cooley at the old place, we had a little game called The Finger of Shame.
What's that?
You're like, that sounds kind of dirty, actually. The Finger of Shame was one of our listeners. Once the NFL started releasing the All-22s for public consumption, which was something I railed for a decade from like 02 to 12, and they finally said, okay, you can have them. A listener would find little Easter eggs, I call them, in the All-22s, and then film it with his phone, putting his finger over the guy who's doing something stupid on the field, like running around in circles or going the wrong way, like an electric football guy. And so every week we'd find guy and be like, the finger, who's going to get the finger of shame? Because he would just put his finger over his phone and film it like, look at this guy doing this. Well, our next guest, Nikki Javala, who is covering the Commanders for The Athletic. And Nikki, good afternoon now. It's wonderful that I get to talk to you, because when I last left these airwaves, you were covering the team, and you're still doing it very well. Good afternoon. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, hey. still on the beat.
Still on the beat.
Still doing that thing.
So Nikki tweeted a video with just Javon Kinlaw and a shocked emoji. And I've been scrubbing it back and forth, Nikki, for a while, and I'm not sure I understand what it is that warranted the emoji. What am I looking at here?
I mean, he threw a 300-pound man with one arm.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. With his left arm, his off arm.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Javon is just a massive
He's a big
human
man.
Being. Yeah.
So it's not the finger of shame. It's the finger of awesomeness, even though he didn't get anywhere close to Tua and the play went for positive yardage. He did what he could.
Yeah. He actually had a good game, though. And generally, as you know, most people find me to be the optimistic one in the media room. So, yeah, I'm glass half full. I'm joking. I'm usually the cynic.
this is great. Left hand, he throws. Who's 55 for the Dolphins? Because he just got wasted.
That's right there. One guy coming in, he threw the other guy with his left hand.
Then he takes a second double team there. There's still a guy in the way. Tua was smart to get rid of it because Big 99 was coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit of Jumpy Gathers type stuff.
Oh, Jumpy Gathers. Yeah. There's one for you right there. Nikki Javala joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. So let's go over some of the transactional stuff. New kicker, who dis? Jake Moody signed off the Bears practice squad, and Gay goes to San Fran. So sort of a swap.
What are they thinking in San Francisco?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they thinking here is also a fair question. you know, and I he missed two kicks, two, and one of which was, could have been a game winner. I get it totally. I still think it's fair to question why you make this move now when you're 3-8. I don't know that that's necessarily going to be the quick fix that you're looking for, and I don't know that that, I don't think that was generally the intent, but it just does seem a little odd to make that move now, especially like Jake Moody, he was a third round pick in San Fran when Adam Peters was assistant general manager there. But they released him after, what, the season opener last season. So, yeah, I don't – we'll see. I you hope he does well, right? Like, he, yeah. You hope he's more consistent.
I just think they had to get rid of Gay, though. Gay missed too many
kicks. It just wasn't working. It wasn't working. But I didn't – honestly, I mean, he had struggles early in the season to the point where we were asking, are you going to bring in some competition in camp? I never fully understood the move to just – you know, move on from Zane Gonzalez. I know they wanted like a stronger leg, but Matt Gay was 3-9 from 50 yards out last season. He did have really good previous seasons, but last season he struggled too. So I didn't quite understand it fully, but I'm sure there's stuff I'm missing.
Maybe it's because it was a 1-year deal they signed him to, so they knew, Nikki, that this was going to be done anyway at the end of the year. They weren't going to put any more money into
Gonzalez.
Him.
They just signed Zane Gonzalez to a 1-year deal too.
You had that game, Nikki, and the defense seemed to have played better. Is Dan going to continue calling you suspect for the rest of the year? Because
I would think it'd be very hard to go back to that. You have one really good game. I mean, to explain why you're going back to that, it just wouldn't make sense. My guess is it would be too hard for players too. I mean, that's a lot of change in 2 weeks if you do that. So yeah, I would imagine they stick with that.
And like for me, like I watched that game, and so I saw him play better. And I know I saw the defense play better because I felt going into the game that Dan has a feel, a rhythm that he uses, just like most offensive coordinators do. And I don't think Joe had that at this point. You know, I think he could develop it later on, and he doesn't have it right now. And when you watch the defensive play calls, he was like, he had them guessing. They were thinking about stuff. And I just think that experience that he has played better, and even the players play faster for some reason.
Yes, I agree totally. Dan described it as they played with more energy, but I would agree totally with that. It just seemed like they were more creative up front. They got more stunts and games going. They didn't, as you said, they didn't seem as predictable, and they were able to create more pressures, and they were able to rattle Tua quite a bit. Force him out of the pocket and throw things that he probably shouldn't throw. So I thought they were way more effective. They still had some mistakes here and there, but they weren't these costly mistakes that, you know, end up costing them games. Like, they didn't give up a 40-yard completion for the first time since
Hallelujah.
One.
Yeah.
We've come so far, guys. No, but they really did play well. They played really well. I mean, to have two goal line stops, they had, what, 3 sacks in that game? So the change week over week from, you know, that Detroit game was pretty marked, I'd say. Yeah.
So what is the consensus guesstimate on the return of Daniels and McLaurin?
I don't know this for sure. I haven't heard anything differently up to this point. This is just purely speculation right now. I could see Terry and maybe even Noah Brown coming back very soon. We haven't gotten a real update on Jaden Daniels. I'm not sure he's fully healthy. I know they said 3 weeks, but that may not be the case. I mean, everybody heals differently, of course. So, you know, the question of will he return if he's healthy is always out there, but he's got to get healthy first for that to even be a question. I'm not sure he's there yet.
Almost certainly not against Denver, correct? Almost certainly.
I would be surprised.
That's guesstimation. Yeah. And then McLaurin would be closer to 50-50?
I would say so at this point. I mean, he was out on the field just working with the athletic trainers. Noah was out there for a day, too. And they look to be moving pretty well. But, I mean, you know, again, I'm just, you know, a bystander watching from the stand. So I don't know the nuances of what they're looking for and how he felt the next day and so forth. So, but it does seem like they're both making progress. And if they can get one or both guys back, man, that'd be huge for that offense.
Nikki, I normally look at what you say, and I take a lot of what you say, you know, as facts. I know you don't put a lot of fluff out there and, you know, try to do the clickbait type thing. So I'm asking you this question. We have a little question we're probably thinking about a little bit later. What's most important next year, O-line or D-line? Which way would you go?
D-line. I thought their O-line, you know, they had some changes on the interior. I still think they can definitely improve there up front. I like their play on the edges for the most part. You know, just considering Josh Connerly is a rookie, I think he's moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I like what Laremy Tunsil did. If he can stay healthy and continue playing at that level, I thought the line was pretty good this season. The D-line, though, they got to get a pass rusher. They got to get, like, two or three pass rushers.
Two or three.
Well, they don't grow on trees. The good ones don't.
Dorrance Armstrong had a heck of a season. Losing him was brutal. Yeah. You can see that in the numbers. Just the pressure rate just tanked after he went out. But they didn't have a ton of depth to begin with, and I thought they still needed more. You know, I still think you need an elite pass rusher. I just to have another threat on the edge. You know, it prevents offenses from just doubling up on guys and taking one of your star players out of the game. Like you just need depth there. And you got to decide how, you know, what is the future for Daron Payne going forward? Mm-hmm. So yeah, they have a lot of work to do on defense.
So I think getting to the NFC Championship game last year made this whole everybody change their direction. They were in a rebuild. They got close and they went away from that.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get back to the rebuild? Because I you can't come in with the 1 year deals anymore. It's now you got to say, okay, we are going to build this thing the proper way. They can't now say, well, last year was just we're gonna try to get some veteran players. They gotta go with the more rebuild route to get this thing where they needed to be, right?
Yeah, no, totally. And I feel like, one, you got to get younger, but in doing that, I feel like you got to find a way to get some more picks. Because they're, without their entire, I'm trying to look up the picks now.
They're minus the two and the four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he gave up a good amount for Marshawn. I agreed with the trade and still agree with the trade for Laremy Tunsil, even though there are a number of picks involved. Because, I mean, I will never understand why teams don't invest heavily in the offensive line, especially when you got a young quarterback. True. It's a necessity, and I like what Laremy Tunsil did, but you got to find a way to get more picks, I think, and really start to build up your young core. Because I think the biggest question still is who is the core of this team anymore. I mean, obviously Jaden Daniels, and then what? Like, who is the core? Is it? You know, maybe Jordan McGee at linebacker, Trey Amos at corner. I mean, I don't know John Bates as a blocking tight end.
Yeah.
You know, Sam
get Posney Mikey and Quan back on track.
If you can get them back on track, but after this season, I don't think you can definitively say they're part of the core, right? Like, they just haven't played to the level that you would expect mm-hmm. after year one. And then on offense, like, who are your core pass catchers even? Who's your core back after this point? I think Bill has a lot of potential, but has he showed enough to be, you know, your true star of the future?
I lean towards C-Rod more right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so it's like, who is the core? I feel like they have to be able to answer that question so you can move forward, so you can build around those guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nikki, we appreciate your time as always today, and it's good to talk to you again. And enjoy your bye weekend. Are you going to get some time off?
I don't really do time off.
You don't do bye weeks?
I don't really do that.
You grind through the bye.
I think Lil Man, I respect that. Lil Man's probably saying, Mommy, take some time off so I can see more of you.
Yeah.
Yes. We are going to hit the playground hard this weekend. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, there you go. Okay, get some playground reps.
What playground? Inside? Because it's going to be cold outside.
Outside. Well, he's a grown man now. He can handle
grown
it.
Grown man?
How old?
He's almost 2 years old now.
See, two-year-old son, and Nikki has him repping outdoors, old school style.
Listen, she doesn't need
no bubble.
You got to get those guaranteed contracts, you know? They don't just, you know, that's a given. You got to earn it.
All right, Nikki, thank you so much, as always.
All right, appreciate you, Nikki.
There you go. Nikki Javala for The Athletic covering
the Commanders.
My daughter sent a picture of my little grandson. He'll be 2 in March.
Wow.
So he was outside with the – he's not even 2 yet, and he got the bigger kids. They like 6, 7, and 10.
Oh, boy.
He's outside with them, jacket on with a hoodie. He's ready to rock.
Hey, I mean, when you're young, you don't know any better, right?
Yeah, he's ready to rock. I say, those kids are older than him. She said, yep, he thinks he's a big boy.
Right. Mama, can we go to the Chick-fil-A playground? The Chick-fil-A playground's nice and indoors. It's warm. It's good. Yeah. You know, you asked the question about, okay, so how do we get back to the rebuild?
Yeah.
The dark thought I had was that you've already kind of flushed next year by going for it this year. Now, the NFL is too much of a year-to-year league,
mm-hmm.
so you don't truly know. But as I look backwards, I think to myself, they had a decision to make after the sudden success. Do we want to go for it this year or next year? You can't have both.
Mm-hmm.
If you go for it this year and it works, everything's great. It didn't work. It fell apart. It was just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But by the very nature of that, by plugging one more year into some of these older guys and not having the picks for the Tunsil trade, which I think is a defensible trade, it's worked out good mm-hmm. for the most part, you are now next year looking at how can they be a playoff team.
I look at this.
How?
I think if the offensive line, they are relatively intact.
Yes, there's okay. one spot that's all right.
You had like $30 million or plus this year.
Okay.
You basically say that Lattimore won't be here, so you look at that money now coming back onto the cap.
Okay.
That's his was going to be about, what, 17, 18, something like that? So you're looking at 40 plus. They're going to have enough money to be able to try and sign some level of a free agents.
Okay.
But they got a hit.
They got a hit. That's the thing.
They got a hit on them.
It's hard to hit these free agents.
And then when you look at it, like, something like, all right, I'm one where I look at other teams where they'll go get a guy who was not a name on another team, but then he becomes a name on their team. Or I look at guys who they get people in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth round, and those guys play for you.
Yeah.
Some level has to hit like that, but I believe Jaden is the guy they think he is. And Terry healthy next year.
Look That'd be like great. That.
And you go back out, I just really believe that if Terry is healthy, I believe C-Rod has done a better job than people want to give him credit for. I think he's been the back who can run it really inside the tackles because he understands, get the 2 yards, get the 4 yards. He's not trying to break everything.
Right.
You know, which works against you. I think the three guys that at the running back position, you can move forward with that unless you find somebody just somebody like a needle in a haystack in the draft. But they have, what, 4 or 5 picks, something like that?
Well, 2, 3, 5, and 2 7s, I think, is the number. Don't quote me on that. I was asking Grok on the car ride.
But I believe, you know, it doesn't take much to get back into it because of that 7th spot. But you got to hit.
You got to hit on these guys.
On the D-line.
I would love it if they – I do believe they need edge heat with the top pick, whatever that is.
They need somebody that people are going to game plan for.
Yeah. So I would go edge heat with the top pick, with the number one pick. If they could get the next McLaurin in the third round, get me a third round screamer of a wideout that people missed on, which is what Terry was.
Yeah.
If you can get one more of those to add with Terry, and then you buy one guy who makes an impact, you buy the right guy.
True, true.
And it's possible, but tricky, because 2 years ago, the Packers bought Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney. They were home run picks. Last year, they bought guard Aaron Banks and corner Nate Hobbs. They stink this year.
Uh-huh.
So even Goody, who's regarded as a pretty good GM, is batting 50-50. You're batting 50-50, batting 500? No, that's a good batting average. But
yeah.
The point is, it's so finicky hitting on free agents.
It is. It's hard to do it. But one thing I would say this. There are more receivers floating around out there than there used to be in the past, because all of this 7-on-7 stuff has made receivers and cornerbacks much, much better. You can find one of those.
Because they're playing in spread offenses in high school and they never used to, right?
Yeah, go get one.
All right, let's take some calls on the other side now that we've talked to Nikki and gotten an update on the Commanders. You can layer in your thoughts about some of the topics we brought in
with her. So Steve in Silver Spring, Carlos in Severna Park, and others, hang in there. We'll get to your calls with B. Mitch right after this.
The Arsman Automotive Group in Virginia has been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. With that kind of track record, you know they've got to be doing something right. Conveniently located all across Northern Virginia, Arsman dealerships offer many of America's favorite and best-selling brands, like Toyota, with two locations in Chantilly and Fairfax, plus Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram trucks, Chevy, Buick, and GMC. In addition to an unmatched selection, Arsman offers incredible deals and financing rates. And let's not forget about the Arsman tremendous selection of quality certified used vehicles to choose from. Maybe best of all, every vehicle sold is backed by the Arsman Lifetime Edge. With up to $1,500 in extras, including the complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and a lifetime engine guarantee. And there's more good news. Have a car to sell? Arsman will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Arsman. They like to keep their customers happy. So take it from JP and I, two beyond satisfied Arsman customers, and let's ride together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
M&M is taking legal action against an Australian beach brand named Swim Shady.
Swim Shady.
Not Slim Shady.
But Swim.
I think that's a... I mean, come on now. But you can't just keep other people from using cute turns of phrase just because
Australian
your nickname is Slim Shady.
Beach attire group. I don't think anybody's going to ever think Swim Shady has anything to do with Slim Shady. And to be honest with you,
is this Marshall Mathers swimsuit line?
He goes by Marshall and Eminem now more than he does Slim Shady.
Yeah. I mean, how many nicknames are you allowed to lay claim to?
I mean, I listen, when they said Swim Shady and they start talking about the different types of things and the eyewear and all that, I'm like, nobody's going to make that mistake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, legally, good luck to him in terms of getting some money out of whatever the court system is in Australia.
Him. Yeah, Australia might say, the hell with you. We going with our group.
Oh, mate, you ain't got no claim, mate. we don't know who you are down here. Before we get to Peter Rosenberg, let's get Steve in Silver Spring, who's been very patient, hanging on the line. Good afternoon, Steve. How are we doing?
Good afternoon. Good to hear your voice, Dave.
Thank you.
Steve, how are you?
What's up, man? I'm doing well, bro.
Thank you. Hey, I agree with Brian. B, I was watching TV, B, when you did the first game of the preseason, and I'll never forget what you said. You said the timing is off with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you build it now so you'll have it for the regular season. My thing is, and I totally agree with you, but Tom Brady played in the preseason. Patrick Mahomes played in the preseason. These guys won Super Bowls. And I'm saying we haven't done anything. I believe Jaden should be playing in the preseason, not the whole game. I give the rest of the guys some grace. Bobby Wagner, those guys, Von Miller, those guys been in the Super Bowls, been in the league 12, 13, 15 years. I get it. Daniels is a young quarterback. He's still learning the game. He has phenomenal talent, but he's still learning. And so are a lot of the young guys. Instead of guys over there eating sunflower seeds and you know, with gold chains around their neck, then the call may be coming from management. We may be coming from Josh Harris. We don't know. But they should be playing.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right, man.
Let's go to Carlos, Severna Park. Hello, Carlos. How are you today?
Good. Welcome back, man. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
What's up, Los?
Los.
Good. So, listen, people are going to hate me for saying this. We want to protect our franchise quarterback, right? But do we really know if he's our franchise quarterback if he don't play?
Oh, here we go.
I'm serious. Like, I love Jaden Daniels.
Have you kept the box and the receipt on Jaden Daniels? Because I've thrown away both. But then again, I threw away the receipt on RG3, B. Mitch. And then I was scrambling to try to find it. It's like, what do I do with this? I got to return this thing.
I got a video of me screaming like a fangirl when I got his autograph. So believe me, I am a fan. But why are we going to play this game to where, like, we have to bubble wrap him and make sure that he's safe and make sure that he doesn't mess up when we don't give him the opportunity to go out there? Just what see if he doesn't mess up.
What if we didn't call it bubble wrap? What if we called it load management? Like load another league
no,
does.
No.
Can we not load manage him?
Let's not load manage. Let's
play. Can we not shut him down to be ready for the offseason program as Shanahan famously did with RG3? Remember that? That didn't work out either, by the way. You know, Robert's just gotta be ready for the offseason program. Like nobody bought that. Look at Drake May.
Yeah, look at Drake May. Look at Bo Jackson. Like, they're getting time. They're playing more games than Jaden Daniels. You know,
I hear you.
Better than them.
But I will see your Drake May, and I will raise you a Michael Penix who is out for the year with an ACL. It's his third ACL. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
So just so you know, when we're going to be playing Daniels, you break him, you buy him. If you break him and he's out all of next year, it's going to be a miserable winter. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, welcome to the NFL.
I know. Everyone's very fatalistic about this stuff. I'm less fatalistic. I'm more about running the numbers. I'm more about load managing. I think they're going to be very careful. I would bet he's going to miss.
But he got to play something.
He's going to miss the Denver game and the one after that, and then he's going to play a couple games, and then depending on the weather, I bet you he doesn't play in week 18. That could be a side bet, $2 bet between you and I.
We'll see.
He plays a selection of games between the third game and the final game of what's left. All right. Peter Rosenberg joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Good afternoon, Pete. Good to talk to you again, my brother.
What a treat. A little Zabe for JP. Thank you very much, sir.
You and I have not connected in a while. We have had Peter on my podcast, and we've had great deep discussions about the Redskins turned Commanders and whatnot.
Well, Peter talked to you about Eminem, too.
Yeah. What do you think of this Swim Shady lawsuit down in Australia?
He's suing a group called Swim Shady.
Yeah. It's a swimsuit company.
And there's a swimsuit company, and they have glasses and all kind of like stuff to protect them, I would guess, from the elements. And he said, it's too close.
Too close.
Somebody might mistake that for his stuff. I don't think they're going to be mistaking that for a rap.
But it's called Swim Shady?
Yeah. In Australia.
It's,
Well, listen, it's cutting a little bit close. I'll tell you what, B. Mitch, I just got back from Australia.
Uh-huh.
I saw a lot of businesses playing with the rules there. They're like, we're far enough away, no one's paying attention.
Did they have McDonald's?
Yeah, I ate at McDowell's, exactly.
McDowell's, no way. Do they really, Peter, have a McDowell's down there?
No, but I went to this, I went to this restaurant, I'm forgetting the name right now. Oh, it was a play on the name Ghostface Killa from Wu-Tang,
uh-huh.
And the name of the place was called, like, Smoke Place Killa or something like that, and the imagery was all Wu-Tang, and I'm like, this doesn't fly, but we're in Perth, Australia, and you're just assuming you're going
to
be fine.
What brought you to Australia?
WWE, we had a show, Crown Jewel, in Perth.
Get out.
Yeah, just a quick 24-hour scamper on the old flight.
How long did you stay down there?
I was there for like 6 days. Okay. 6 days.
Awesome. Yeah. Then did you get to do some cool stuff?
Yeah, I went to a little island and saw these animals called quokkas.
Quokkas.
Like these little like rodent-y, but like cute rodent things that only exist in Perth. I didn't get to do some of the other animal trots that people went on, but I always get a kick out of just exploring places on the other side of the planet. So it was a good time, Perth, Australia.
Apparently, I've seen, I think, TV shows about this. Australia has literally the largest, scariest insects.
All of them are
dangerous. The critters. All the critters in Australia are bigger and scarier than anywhere else on Earth. And dangerous, yeah.
Proud to tell you guys, I didn't see one bug when I was there. I thought about this. I had concerns. I am a bit of an arachnophobe, but I survived.
Okay. All right. Very good. So what is our agenda for today? Because, you know, I'm just filling in today.
We talk to people about everything.
I know, but what's on our list here?
So we've been asking people and talking to them about Jaden Daniels. Should he play or not play? I believe he should play. Okay. I'm going to go all the way back to preseason. Pat Mahomes played. Tom Brady played. We got to get to the point where what we do in this town, everybody that comes here that has any kind of clout, we immediately say, oh, we can't let them play. They might get hurt. And then they get hurt during the regular season. We got to get people ready to play football. I think we got to get back to that. What's your thoughts?
I've done a lot of thinking about this, and I just heard what Dave said about, like, you know, the games you'd think he would miss. I don't need him to have any piece of Denver. I agree with that completely. But I do think there is value to the guy playing. Like, these games do matter. We can't act as if Jaden has figured it all out already and doesn't need any reps. Like, essentially, this year would be a complete throwaway. So my opinion is, you rest him for as long as he absolutely needs to feel 1,000% good. If he feels completely good and Tunsil's available, you feel like he's protected, and God willing, he even had a weapon back, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think you give him a shot. If they think they're going to be compromised in his protection, or they're not going to be able to run an offense where he can really be him, I'd think twice about it. But assuming you can protect him, I do think getting him to play the last handful of games has value. I do.
All right. We'll see about that. I think the sweet spot is at New York, home against Philly, home against Dallas. And then if everything's good through that, call it a wrap. He doesn't have to play in Philadelphia. That would be what I would look at as a reasonable smattering of games to finish the year.
Yeah, I just hope it's not like that's the day when the New York front four like shows what they can.
Well,
be.
That's,
you
right.
I mean?
If Abdul Carter didn't sleep through a bunch of meetings and gets, you know, benched. So, but you guys had fun with that, didn't you?
Oh, we had a great. Well, you know, and obviously I'm a WWE guy, so
right.
I was at the show and was able to give some insights. It was that turned into a story I did not expect.
Yeah. How about the fact there is apparently surveillance footage of CeeDee Lamb puking at a casino at 7:30 in the morning.
Before their game?
Before their game that night, that Monday night in Vegas. And that was why he and George Pickens got benched for the first drive. I mean, they're young, they're athletes. They're not playing until 8 o'clock at night, although in the West Coast it was more like
Did they have a curfew?
Yeah, and they broke it.
Ooh.
and they were met with the swift justice of missing one series. So, whatever. Exactly. Different rules for different teams, right? I want to talk Shador because he's going to start this weekend. They've ruled out Dylan Gabriel. He's getting all the first team reps in Cleveland. And I'm blown away. He was asked about the fact that his house got robbed. I'm blown away at athletes who don't have a solid plan anymore, or still not don't have a solid plan, Peter, for keeping people from robbing him during games when they know, well, he's going to be on the field or somewhere at the stadium. I'd have a whole party there every game day if it was me.
Yeah, but I just – it's how? It's the people at the game. You think you – like some of these places have been in gated communities.
Right. Why doesn't he live in a gated community?
Some of them have been in a gated community and they got robbed.
Still been robbed?
Pat Mahomes and Kelsey got robbed on the same day.
Mahomes, I think, was – he lives on a singular compound way out in the woods, or at least he moved there. I don't know. All I know is cameras and Ring doorbells ain't enough. You need people, bigger people, dogs, mean dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been a – and by the way, I mean, you know, beyond the
football thing. But this is supposed to be like a great ring. Go ahead, Pete.
No, like beyond – this is – okay, in football, this has become a thing recently. But prior – you guys, like, you know, in the entertainment industry, rappers and actors have been getting robbed in L.A., for the last few years, it's been crazy. And by the way, I have friends who are not even particularly famous, like, you know, successful, but not megastars, whose homes have gotten robbed in L.A. Same thing. Shooting a movie, gone, on tour, robbed. It has been an epidemic in L.A. So, like, I'm totally with you, Zabe. It sounds nuts, but, like, it happens a lot. And to your point, it just seems like once your name gets to a certain point, you know, you have to do whatever it takes. This is one of the things I love about being in entertainment and living in New York, is that, like, when you live in New York, you're unquestionably in a doorman building with built-in security always. Like, if I was even a lowly C-lister like myself in New York, I would be, if I'm off in the burbs on Long Island by myself, you gotta watch your back. It's crazy out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a thing where I believe some of these local damn police departments involved with some of this stuff.
Ooh, dirty cops?
All of these athletes.
I'm not taking those phone calls. Please tell me all your
athletes getting
complaints.
Robbed and nobody knows or see anything. And all these neighborhoods some of them live in, nobody sees anything.
Well, the cameras see guys with masks and hoodies, and you're never going to be able to identify them.
Yeah, but somebody see a damn car leaving or something.
I know. Well, the dummies that robbed Burrow got busted because they flaunted on social media what they had stolen.
Yeah, just like the guy that broke out of jail in New Orleans. He was on...
That's right. Although I hear one of those guys is still... One of the guys from New Orleans is still on the loose.
I thought he got caught.
The last he did? One got caught. The last one they finally scooped him up?
I thought he got caught, yeah. Okay. Because he was on Instagram.
Couldn't resist. Could not resist.
Right. I think Shador said none of his jewelry got taken, which either means he was in a safe or they're really dumb criminals that were just taking the Gucci bags. I don't know. So what do you think the bar is for Shador Sunday?
God, I have no clue. I think the bar is low. I mean, right. I think people's expectations are low. I think the interest level is extremely high.
Oh, I'm going to have that game locked on one of my TVs for sure. I'm curious, you know, to see.
Yeah. And this is like such a typical American story. Like, kid gets hyped, gets super hyped, gets more hyped. Everyone's against him. Now the league's against him. Now I'm starting to root for him. Now everybody's rooting for him. Like, this is just taking every turn. So, like, if you're a football fan, especially if your team's as miserable as ours is, how are you not locked into this game this weekend?
Well, it's the 2-8 Browns at the 2-8 Raiders, which is pretty hilarious. I mean, that is a... I call that, Peter, a Antoine Dodson special. Remember the viral video? Hide your kids, hide your wives. They'd be raping everybody. Like, that game is going to eye rape you otherwise, but I'm curious about Shador.
You went back to that? Ooh.
Yeah, remember that? Antoine Dodson?
Hide your kids, hide your wives. Yeah,
right.
They're raping everybody out here.
You know it. You know it. I mean, look, 2-8 Cleveland, 2-8 Vegas. That's an awful game. But Shador's starting, so I'm in.
Ball out.
I'm curious.
Well, and you know what, Zabe? So I have a segment. I don't remember. I think I told you this over DM, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that I ripped off a bit from you that I do on my radio show?
Go ahead. What is it?
So I took Here's Looking Live.
Yeah.
And made it a thing. I do the NFL announcer lineup.
Ah.
Yes, Peter, thank you. And I do the NFL announcer lineup every week in my 6 o'clock segment on Fridays.
Awesome.
And we have a thing that we do, and we play ridiculous audio from every announcer. I stole certain versions, changed other pieces. You know the radio game.
Listen, it's a compliment, although I want royalties. No. Do you play the Kevin Harlan with no regard for human life?
I don't. We have a lot of good Harlan we play, though. There's Harlan's so many really Harlan good. Clips.
Harlan, when he calls a streaker on the field, is next level. There's an idiot on the field. He's down to the 30. Now he's chased by full security, and now they're on top of him. Great work by the security here at Everbank Field.
One of the Harlan clips we play is, that guy's wearing a bra. But another thing that I do that I think you'd appreciate is based on the style of game, I'll name the two teams. Like you just said, the Browns and the Raiders. And I'll sort of be like, you know, smells like a Thursday night or a, you know, depending on the level, a Sunday 4:05 or, oh, my God, this smells like a COVID Wednesday.
yes.
The Raiders Browns, of course, it's a 4:05. It is the perfect 4:05 nap game, if not for the Shedeur Sanders starting debut.
Yeah, very good. Peter, good to talk to you again as my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Love you both dearly. So long.
Be cool, brother.
Coming up, what you wouldn't do for your girl, we're now finding out with Belichick down there in Carolina. This is The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's just say they're not going to make it into a Hallmark movie, the Belichick Jordan Hudson relationship.
Yeah, that's a little
doesn't
weird.
Meet the metrics for a typical Hallmark movie, and I know that because it's one of my wife's favorite channels.
Uh-huh.
But it is something else.
This is a weird thing.
Well, listen, I will have no problem saying that the age gap between 73, which Belichick is now, and Hudson, who is 24, is disgusting. It is.
He's
wrong.
Older than her dad, right?
Yes. Yeah. It is wrong. It is disgusting. It is obscene. And don't sell me on, but it's love. find somebody at least within three decades to love. Yeah. It's a big ocean of women out there. This is gross on many levels, but it's great content, that's for sure. And now we've been introduced, B. Mitch, to adult co-ed rec league cheerleading. This is sort of like a rec hockey team that skates at the local ice house, but for cheerleading. No, he's watching it, but she still wants to cheerlead because she once did and was very good at it. But she's aged out, and so she's on this.
She's 20-something, right?
24.
Hold on. But see, I'm going to say this about this one, okay? Her dad's so cool with it. And the way she works this whole thing.
How do you know her dad's cool with it?
I saw a story where he was basically, when she introduced him, brought him in, he was so excited.
Okay.
But now, I think this one, this here is, she's not an innocent bystander.
Oh, God, no.
Because she is running things.
Oh,
she is manipulating everything. I'm just waiting for the day when, give me all that cheddar.
Oh, when it all falls apart. Yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah, when it falls apart, it's going to be spectacular.
He may not get, he probably better have fun right here with UNC, because I think it's over for him moving forward. Nobody's going to deal with that, especially when she's sitting there talking trash about the people and they forgot to turn off the damn mic.
Oh, yeah.
So if she's so brilliant, she should learn, in this industry, if you don't know the mic is off, stop talking when there's one around.
Well said. Hour 4, B. Mitch and Finley coming up. Steve Zabin sitting in for JP, who's enjoying his bye week. Next hour, what is your sports season calendar? One of the, I'd say, major-ish leagues in this country is considering a radical change to their schedule. We'll tell you about it next.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.